Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, July 4th, Independence Day. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Samantha Grace and Baylor Bendeley of the A&M Commerce Theater Program. Birthdays, the 30th President of the United States, Calvin Coolidge, born this day in 1872, from the History Channel.
There's a story of him at a state dinner, and a woman sitting next to him trying to engage him says, I'll bet you, Mr. President, that I can get you to say more than two words in the course of this evening. And he turned to her briefly and said, you lose.
Nathaniel Hawthorne, born this day in 1804. Stephen Foster in 1826. The twin advice columnists, Ann Landers and Abigail Van Buren, born this day in 1918. Eva Marie Saint is an amazing 90 today. Neil Simon is 87. This day in history, in 1776, the Continental Congress officially adopted the Declaration of Independence. Kathy Bates and Kevin Spacey from the nonpartisan political organization Declare Yourself.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
In 1863, Vicksburg, Mississippi falls to the Union Army during the Civil War. In 1939, Lou Gehrig's emotional farewell at Yankee Stadium.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
Number one on the charts in 1972, he held on to his aircraft factory job after his first hit, Ain't No Sunshine. But Bill Withers went into music full time after he hit number one with Lean On Me.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
On the KETR events calendar, Saturday evening, celebrate Independence Day with the Commerce Chamber of Commerce at the Eddie Moore Sports Complex and Centennial Park. The event starts at 6 p.m., and fireworks are scheduled for 9:30. Kids' activities include bounce houses, the little Bodark train, glow necklaces and bracelets for sale. Admission, one can of food to benefit the Commerce Food Pantry. The Commerce Independence Day celebration starting at 6 p.m. Saturday. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from President Calvin Coolidge, whose birthday was on the 4th of July. Duty is not collective, it is personal. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Samantha Grace and also Baylor Bendeley with the A&M Commerce Theater Program. Samantha's on the faculty, and Baylor is a student, and we're talking with them about the summer musical coming up, Godspell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good. So, Samantha, anyone who is, for anybody who's unfamiliar with Godspell, and there's not many, but this is basically a musical representation of the Gospel of Matthew, for the most part, out of the New Testament and the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an abstract telling. So of course it's not exactly a word for word out of scripture. It is art, after all, a play. But it is. It's according to the Gospel of Matthew, the story of Jesus Christ.
I am probably older combined than both of you put together, and so I remember when Godspell came out, and it came out, it seemed as if, and you may or may not have any thought on this, it seemed as if it came out in reaction to Jesus Christ Superstar, which had come out just a little bit earlier.
Right.
But I don't know if that is so. Do you know,
I don't know. There was a lot of things going on in the early 70s when this came out. This came out in 1971. And so there was a lot of things going on, and musicals had started again a resurgence in Broadway, and so there was a lot of religious goings on, and so it was just, it fit for the time and place. It just fit. There was Jesus Christ Superstar that came out, and there was Hair, which is not religious, but it is a rock opera, rock musical, and right. So this also is a rock musical. So there's all these musicals that came out at this time that have that feel, that rock and roll feel. Mm-hmm. It wasn't your typical song and dance musical. It was more,
oh yeah,
rock and roll.
Yeah, and Jesus Christ Superstar had a decidedly darker, more cynical tone than Godspell. Are you familiar with Jesus Christ Superstar, Baylor?
I'm not. I've heard of it, but I've never actually seen it.
Yeah, well, it's but I think, and Godspell was brighter, sunnier, and more easy for Christians to embrace. Is this, let me add, for people who are not particularly religious, is this broad enough that they're going to enjoy it?
Actually, I'm glad that you asked that.
Yeah.
This is a story not necessarily about Jesus Christ. This is a story about love and community and the connections that people build through what, you know, what you might consider right, that they build a community together, and they are more about truth and honesty and love. That's really what the story's about.
Mm-hmm.
Love and honesty and community. It's not so much, let me tell you exactly about Jesus. It was a man who had great teachings that people could relate to, and then in themselves say, this is how we should live our lives. And that's really what the story is about.
Right. We're talking with Samantha Grayson, with Baylor Bendeley, with the A&M Commerce Theater program, and about Godspell, which is the big summer musical. And we should say that this, now the dates are what?
Yes, they're coming up. They are July 8th. That's when we open, and it runs through the 13th of July.
Mm-hmm. Baylor, talk about being in the cast, what this is like for you, and some of the cast members who are in the play and the musical with you.
I think one thing that I like to speak on is that we just cannot stop laughing at ourselves and stuff like that. And so, I mean, I don't know how we're going to do it, but once we start performing it, I don't know how we're not going to laugh during it, but we're going to have to run it 1,000 times before I can stop laughing
but
at it.
But that's kind of in keeping with the feel of the thing, isn't it? I mean, if that was to happen, you just go with it, and it would almost seem appropriate.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, it's just, we've all come together, and it's really cool that she talks about it being a family play and coming together and stuff like that about a play like that, because the cast has really started to come together, and we've kind of felt that in the past week, I think.
Yeah,
so.
It is a very much a musical, a lot of songs.
Yes.
Probably the best known is Day by Day.
Yes, Day by Day. It actually was a crossover hit.
Mm-hmm.
It actually came over on the pop charts in, I think it was 72 is whenever it came over. And so that is actually, it also, I saw it in a commercial not too long ago, as a matter of fact. I can't remember what, but it's still even popular today as far as mainstream music for a musical.
Yeah, if you don't immediately know the song by my just saying the name Day by Day, you'll know it when you hear it.
Yes.
But I think there's some other songs in there, too, that are very well known. Well, how are you presenting Godspell in a different way than it's been presented in the past? It's known for, you know, the kind of the clown sort of costume.
We have updated it. We've updated it. The clown, for the time and place, again, the clown hippie feel was great. We've advanced or changed, maybe that's a better word, since then. And so we kept our little winks and nudges to the original 70s version, but we've taken some of the kitschy out.
Baylor, give us the dates again for this.
It's July 8th through the 13th, and July 8th through the 12th is at 8 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and July 13th is at 3 p.m.
And then the traditional Sunday afternoon matinee.
Yeah,
and
that's
this is in the University Playhouse and the Performing Arts Center at A&M Commerce.
Yes.
Good. Samantha Grayson, Baylor Bendeley, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.